Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Morning, Ireland. 24 minutes to 8 and Des is back. It was a big night last night, Des.
Big night in what's known as the Aviva Stadium, but the Dublin Arena, because Aviva don't pay UEFA, so everything was covered over and branded UEFA.
Branding matters.
Oh, it certainly does. And God knows what last night cost. It was incredible, but it was so efficient, I have to say. It was brilliant colour, great atmosphere from the German fans, the Italian fans. But the security and organisation seemed to run really smoothly. We didn't see anything. I wish every match was like it. It's strolling up, you know, with no traffic, and no, it was great. Big surprise in the match as well, because Bayer Leverkusen, the German side, were bidding to have an unbeaten season in football, not to lose any game, which would have been unique had they achieved it. But Atalanta, the underdogs, entered a 61-year drought without a trophy by winning 3-0. They were very good. And a young London-born fella, Ademola Lookman, scored a hat-trick. He's a fella who didn't really make it in England. He'd moved around, he'd been on loan, and for him it was like a dream to get 3 goals in the European final.
A great spectator night as well.
Was, yeah. And a good match just added to it. There was lots of activity on the managerial football front yesterday evening. Bayern Munich are now in advanced talks with Burnley over appointing Vincent Kompany as their new coach. Chelsea want to speak to Leicester City boss Enzo Maresca as they pursue a replacement for Maurizio Pochettino. Maresca guided Leicester back to the Premier League recently and previously worked as assistant manager to Pep Guardiola at Man City. It's also reported that Ipswich manager Kieran McKenna is likely to reject a new deal amid interest from Chelsea and Brighton. Here at home, Ian Ryan has stepped down as the head coach at Bray Wanderers, while tonight in the Premier Division, Waterford host Drogheda United. Now, there were scenes of wild celebration in Port Leisha last night as Offaly secured back-to-back Leinster under-20 hurling titles with a hard-fought 3-point victory over Dublin. Offaly won by 118 to 115 in front of a crowd of over 15,000. That's bigger than any of the Leinster senior match attendances last weekend. Dan Burke put Offaly 6 points ahead in the first minute of stoppage time, and then there was a mass pitch invasion, mainly of kids, causing a 2-minute delay. When the game restarted, Dublin got a goal, and suddenly Offaly were really rattled, but they hung on. Adam Screeny, again their star, he scored 9 points. Their manager, Limerick man Leo O'Connor, gave this reaction to DG Cahir afterwards.
A little bit nerve-wracking, I suppose, for the last couple of minutes a bit, but we got over the line. What an occasion again. Just unbelievable. The Offaly crowd are supporting us. Nearly cost us tonight, though. You know, near 2 pitch invasions, but look, they're young kids, they're excited. And Offaly are back-to-back Leinster under 20 hurling champions, which is more important. It's just everything that we do has been based towards developing hurling above and Offaly for the last couple of years. And look, this team, I suppose there's 2 or 3 teams now, have amalgamated together and they've come together and they're really beginning to push on. So from our point of view, it's huge. And we go again.
And we see just what it means to the county. You mentioned, Leo, the crowd descending on the field. I mean, it was just an eruption of joy there at the end, wasn't it?
Absolutely. But sure, look, you know, sport is sport and we live for occasions like tonight, and we always seem to do it, though. You know, this crowd always, they're a huge crowd. They're a credit to themselves and they're a credit to their county, the way they're supporting this team.
Yeah, well done, Leo O'Connor. And Offaly, the Irish men's hockey team scored a famous 2-1 victory over Belgium in Antwerp. Belgium are ranked number 2 in the world. It's a great win. Matthew Nelson and Lee Cole got the Irish goals. In swimming, Danielle Hill has qualified for her second Olympic Games after breaking her own Irish record in the 100 backstroke with a time of 59.11 seconds at the Irish Open. She spoke with John Kenny afterwards.
Daniel, how do you feel the Olympic rings tattooed on your arms? You've gone to a second Olympic Games. Very emotional last time. How are you feeling this time?
Yeah, I didn't look into the stands because I knew the family and friends were there, or else it would have been the exact same story. But listen, I'm happy, I'm relieved. I knew where I was 9 months ago. I knew where I was 2 years ago. And it means a lot. But I also know how hard I have worked and that it was deserved. So I'm happy, and now I can swim the rest of the week a little bit pressure-free.
In cycling, Britain's Alex Pritchard won the opening stage of this year's Ross Tolchin. Defending champion Dylan Corkery got off to a good start, leading in the main bunch. The Leinster rugby team flies to London this evening ahead of Saturday's big European Champions Cup final against Toulouse. The team will be named tomorrow, and racing, the action is in Limerick, starting at 5:25.